We've got Aarti Jairath who joins us at this stage, PKD Nambiar as well. Thank you, both of you, very much for being with us. Aarti, election speech?
Oh, clearly. I mean, the BJP has been in election mode for some months now, preparing for not just the assembly elections coming up, but the Lok Sabha polls next year. And, you know, what I can make out is that the thing the BJP fears the most is that if the opposition gets together, you know, the numbers may stack up against it and it may be difficult for them to fight it. So, you know, they're trying their best to keep the opposition divided on whatever issue they can, you know, whether it's Rahul Gandhi or it's caste or, you know, whatever. Just keep the opposition divided, splintered, so that they don't face a one-on-one fight in, you know, as many seats as the opposition can arrive at an understanding on.
That's interesting. PKD Nambiar, is this a confident prime minister speaking, or is this a is this the prime minister very deliberately targeting the opposition in an effort to point out differences within the opposition, or perhaps try and prevent the opposition from coming together, or perhaps worried that the opposition is coming together?
Well, Vishnu, this was very much expected from the last few days, because we have seen that the way the opposition parties are coming together, both on the street and the way the parliament has been, what was happening in the parliament, it was well expected that the prime minister to give a tight and tough reply. And today's speech is more of like a tight slap on the opposition with the accurate numbers and how the kind of resolution as a political party and as a, the prime minister he has he's having against the anti-corruption movement and all those people who have something or the other to do with the corruption activity, whether it is in the past or right now, they will, irrespective of the political party they belong to, they will have to go through the charges, or the authorities will go after them. I think this explains, from the last few days, if you really look at it, Vishnu, even in your own shows and etc., the opposition was saying that we wanted to have reply, we wanted to have these things, only the opposition parties are targeted and etc. I think today's speech of Mr. Modi clearly outlines all those replies, what they were all seeking for in one shot.
And can you also a second? Let me go back to Aarti. You know, Aarti, it's interesting what you mentioned, that, you know, here was the Prime Minister perhaps reacting to an opposition which has been somewhat more united than we've seen, I don't know, since the last election. But I would suggest, Aarti, that, you know, we are nowhere close to seeing opposition unity the way it needs to be to threaten the BJP. Just till yesterday, we nearly lost the Congress and the Shiv Sena Thakre. I mean, till yesterday, this morning, they could have splintered. In fact, it's a miracle that they haven't. So,
Of course.
Aren't we getting ahead of ourselves if we are trying to say that here's the Prime Minister worried about the opposition coming together? We aren't quite there yet with the opposition, is my humble point.
No, absolutely. I think opposition unity is a long way off, at least the kind of unity that needs to challenge, a behemoth like the BJP. It's a long way off. But, you know, the BJP sort of prepares for every eventuality, right? I mean, you know, it fights municipal corporation elections like they are Lok Sabha elections. So I think the BJP is just preparing, just trying to preempt any kind of unity, if at all it happens. Because actually, that meeting at Kharge's house was the first time that we saw the Congress playing a much humbler role than it has played so far, where it has demanded to be the leader, where it has said that no opposition unity is possible without the Congress. You know, for the first time, the Congress actually almost apologized for the Savarkar remarks and said that they will be sensitive to, opposition sentiments in future and be much more careful with their statements. So you can see that the Congress is stepping back in an effort to build opposition unity. But yes, it's a long way away. But the BJP prepares in advance for everything. So, you know, they are preempting any effort at opposition unity. And I think that's what the whole thing is about. And the other point, Vishnu, which is very interesting, is the, you know, the way the PM kind of brought in the caste mantra. You know, I mean, in 2014, it was not about caste. It was about development and equal opportunities and sabka saath, sabka vikas. You know, 10 years later, 9 years later, you know, the whole thing is being fragmented into caste. And this is a big change that we have seen, you know, that in the BJP's politics over the last 9 years.
All right. PKD, go ahead. You had a point to make.
So while I agree with the, most of the points RTG has mentioned, but in the last point, I don't agree with you on that. I don't think that BJP as a political force and the one which is ruling all the 9 years and looking forward for the next election, don't require to go behind a particular caste or a community per se. I think that era of politics in the case of, at least in the case of BJP, is way well over. But one thing the interesting part is that what is that one thing which is bringing all these opposition parties together? I would rather call it most of those parties are family driven or honor driven companies or a private limited company. What is that bringing them together? Is it an ideological unity? No. Is it something related to a common minimum program from the point of view of a development mantra for the country? No. What is the things which is bringing them together is that they all have corruption charges against them. Somewhere or the other way, they all are now feeling the heat that today, if not today, tomorrow, they may have to go behind the bar. If that happens, this is just the last ditch that it's not about an anti-Modi movement. It is more of like protecting their own family and family wealth and their the empire which they have created, whether it is a right or in the wrong mean. We have seen most of these political parties where they have started from, without having any business, without having any vocation other than just purely doing politics and social service, they have amassed worth billions of dollars of properties, bank balances and business today. And I think the time has come for the country, everybody, all those people who have created wealth in these different means in a corrupt way, needs to be answerable to the country. And if the Prime Minister is leading that way from the forefront, giving the opportunity for the authorities and the enforcement or agencies to function freely and go against all of those people, I think what is wrong in it? I think every person like you and me should be very, very happy about
got it. PKD, let me just interrupt you just for a bit and I will come back to both of you. Let's listen into a little bit more of what the Prime Minister has said.
आपको याद होगा भारतीय जनसंघ ने दिल्ली के अजमेरी गेट के पास एक छोटे से ऑफिस से अपनी यात्रा शुरू की थी। उस समय हम देश के लिए बहुत बड़े सपने देखने वाले छोटी सी पार्टी थे। सपने बड़े थे, दल छोटा था। 1980 में जब भाजपा का जन्म हुआ तब कुछ समय के लिए 10 राजेंद्र प्रसाद मार्ग पार्टी का ऑफिस बन गया था और उसी जगह पे पहले अपने नाना जी देशमुख रहते थे। बहुत से कार्यकर्ताओं को 11 अशोका रोड पार्टी ऑफिस के रूप में याद होगा। इसके भी काफी समय बाद पार्टी ऑफिस दीनदयाल उपाध्याय मार्ग पर शिफ्ट हुआ। एक तरह से हमारी पार्टी की प्रगति का प्रतीक है। इस दौरान कितने ही उतार चढ़ाव आए।
All right, so you know, Aarti, a lot of what the Prime Minister spoke about was also the legacy of the BJP. We started really small. Now we are at the height of power, and yet we are grounded. So that's the message. I think that was you know, sort of a particular point that was there across his speech. Repeated mention to the legacy of the BJP. Don't ever forget who we serve. Don't ever forget who we came from. Don't ever forget that we must have our feet on the ground. So that's something the PM was keen on repeatedly saying.
Yes, true. Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I think every leader must recall the legacy of the BJP. And it is really incredible that in 1984, it was a party of two MPs. And today, It's been in power now for the nine years, for two terms, and is aiming for power for the third term. I mean, this is an incredible rise. There's no question about it. But, you know, to go back to the point that PK Nambiar made about how, you know, this whole thing of corruption and so on, you know, I mean, it is very, very odd indeed that most of the corruption charges that are being investigated are against opposition leaders. And when an opposition leader joins the BJP, somehow that investigation goes cold. And, you know, nobody knows what's happened to the case. And I can mention several people. I mean, there was Hemanta Biswa Sarma, there was Mukul Roy, a whole host of them who joined the BJP. And now, you know, those investigations have gone cold. So, you know, is it that only the opposition is corrupt?
Uh-huh.
Is it that if somebody from the opposition joins the BJP, suddenly they're no longer corrupt? You know, how come there are no cases against BJP MPs except this one lone fellow in Karnataka who unfortunately got caught and so is facing a corruption, you know, inquiry. But, you know, the case against Shivraj Singh Chauhan,
okay,
nobody's heard of it anymore, you know.
Okay, Aarti, let me just,
scam.
Again, apologies, so, need to interrupt
you. I think that we also have to see whether it's even-handed, this investigation.
Sure. We've got our other panelists from the Congress and the BRS joining us as well, but I do need to take a short break. I'm going to be back in just the next couple of minutes where we're going to be looking point by point at what the Prime Minister said. A huge speech by the Prime Minister, very much an election speech. What were the key points? That's coming up. Stay tuned. Good evening and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom on a day in which we plan to be discussing something entirely different, but we're going to end up discussing what appeared to be an election speech by the Prime Minister. Now, this was at the BJP headquarters, the new wing of the BJP headquarters being opened up. Sounds pretty innocuous. Why exactly would it generate a top debate of the evening? That's because the Prime Minister launched head-on into an attack on the opposition, taking on Rahul Gandhi, taking on anti-national forces, as he dubbed them, speaking about how opposition leaders complain about the agencies despite being corrupt, speaking about unity among corrupt opposition leaders, speaking about the legacy of the BJP and their track record on development, speaking about how under PMLA, the BJP has been so much more successful in bringing in illegally gotten wealth. So that's what we are looking at, because this was more than just an immediate attack on the opposition and the dharnas that we are seeing presently, the opposition fighting a battle presently on Save Our Democracy. Today has been day three. But the Prime Minister's attack was a lot more. We'll be talking about all of that. But first, a quick look at what he said.
Jo log bhrashtachar mein lipt hai, un par jab agencies karwai karti hai, तो एजेंसियों पर हमला किया जाता है. जब कोर्ट कोई फैसला सुनाता है तो कोर्ट पर सवाल उठाए जाते हैं, न्यायिक प्रणाली पर हमले होते हैं. आप सब देख रहे हैं, कुछ दलों ने मिलकर भ्रष्टाचारी बचाओ अभियान छेड़ा हुआ है. आज भ्रष्टाचार में लिप्त जितने भी चेहरे हैं वो सब एक साथ एक मंच पर आ रहे हैं. पूरा देश ये देख रहा है, देश समझ रहा है. साथियों, भ्रष्टाचार ने हमारे देश का बहुत नुकसान किया है. दीमक की तरह देश को खोखला किया है भ्रष्टाचार ने.
All right, well, joining us now, the national spokesperson of the BJP, J.V. Shergill. We're joined by a cabinet minister of the Chhattisgarh government, T.S. Deo. Aarti is still with us. Krishank Mane of the BRS and Aishwarya Mahadev of the Congress Party joins us as well. Let me go across to J.V. Shergill. J.V., is this essentially an election speech of the Prime Minister? Is it the first big election speech before Karnataka, or is he in fact focusing even on 2024 with corruption being the dominant theme?
Good evening, Vishnu. Thank you for having me on your show. This is not an election speech. Prime Minister has merely spoken the ground reality. Prime Minister has exposed the hypocrisy of the Congress Party. The heightened level of frustration has shown people the difference between the two narratives. BJP believes in the politics of development. Congress believes in politics of throwing muck. And most importantly is this, that Congress is, rather than the Prime Minister is reminded the people of the country that Congress politics is now reduced. The alpha and omega of Congress politics is abusing journalists, shedding crocodile tears for democracy, seeking foreign intervention, also name-calling the Prime Minister of the country. The Congress report card purely centers around like a classic kid who fails in the exam but blames the teacher or the question paper and doesn't look within inside. Now, look at the current state of affairs today. Rather than launching an apology yatra, Congress has launched a hypocritical protest, shedding crocodile fear for democracy. Mr. Rahul Gandhi, it is high time should realize that people of India, the court of public and the court of law, both have exposed Mr. Rahul Gandhi's 3D politics, defame, disrespect, and disregard. And most important thing, Vishnu, I make my last point. Under Mr. Rahul Gandhi's leadership, Congress has lost 50 out of 55 elections. Okay. 98 deposit lost in Uttar Pradesh. 172 out of 180 seats lost in
North. Okay, Jeremy, you made lots of important political points. That is your prerogative. But there's one point I'll disagree with. Attacks on journalists, as somebody who's been attacked by the BJP and the Congress equally, let me say that the BJP is certainly not innocent when it comes to attacking journalists. We face these attacks quite frequently. But be that as it may, Aishwarya Mahadev, respond to that. That this is not an election speech. This is the BJP targeting an immediate issue, that immediate issue being corruption.
Good evening, Vishnu. I think if it was an election speech, it wouldn't be doing the Prime Minister any good, because the most recent election you're going to see is the one in Karnataka, where a 40% commission Sarkar is basically running Raj, including the fact that one of their sitting MLAs was recently arrested for corruption in itself, first. Second, I'm not going to sit and have an appropriate diatribe about everything that Mr. Shergill had to say about the Congress Party. All we're trying to say is that there's patent illegality in the manner in which you're disqualifying members of parliament, taking action against other parliamentarians and stifling the voices of democracy. So much so that not at the instance of any of us, that your foreign allies, your greatest allies also, are talking about the fact that democracy and freedom of expression are in danger. In totality, for somebody to talk about corruption when they cannot clean their own house in all of their states, and also where they become washing machines, where previously so-called corrupt people became extremely clean when they moved to the BJP. The BJP has absolutely no locus to talk about any of these issues. And you cannot take away the fact that what they're doing with democracy and the parliamentarians today is extremely unconstitutional and undemocratic. And no amount of jibes or appropriate statements or D's or whatever alphabet he wants to use is going to wash that away, Vishnu. And I think that is the reality of the day.
Okay, JV, respond.
Vishnu, point made by the Honorable Congress spokesperson reminded me of the idiom I was taught in school. Diving in the ocean, finding not the pearls, do not blame the ocean, the fault is in thee. Look at the sheer hypocrisy. When a law supported by Mr. Rahul Gandhi, brought at the cost of respecting a sitting Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, a law brought in by Rahul Gandhi, when applied to Rahul Gandhi, it becomes against democracy. Did number one. Number two, did the Congress Party, Vishnu, you've gone through the order, I don't know whether the Congress spokesperson has or has not, 168-page order by the court, did it reflect an argument by the Congress lawyer, my lord, democracy is in danger, my lord, there is dictatorship? Clear answer is no. Number three, when previous 10 MPs and MLAs were disqualified, why didn't Congress raise this bogey of democracy is in danger? How come when only Rahul Gandhi is disqualified, this ghost of democracy comes to haunt? Number four, show me the rule which says post disqualification, you're not allowed to vacate the house. The truth of the matter is, like sharks have got addicted to blood, Congress has got addicted to maligning the institution. Now, lastly, lawyers seldom give free advice without taking a fee. But I am going to give one. As I said, rather than shedding crocodile or doing these theatrics and cheap stunts of protests, rubbing salt on the wounds of OBCs, why is the Congress party not knocking the doors of the court? If Congress can run for the rescue of a spokesperson in 1 or 2 Supreme Court, if, because the learned spokesperson gave an example of Karnataka, 2018, if Congress legal team can get Supreme Court opened at 9:30 in the night, if Congress can rally around 14 parties to go Supreme Court against alleged misuse of agency.
No, Javid, important points.
If they,
let's get a response.
Your conviction has gone for Mr. Rahul Gandhi. Is there a conspiracy?
Let me get
Congress
Mr. Deo to reply to that.
Congress?
Javid, half a second. Mr. Deo is there. Aishwarya, half a second. Let Mr. Deo also reply. Mr. Deo, the Congress has made a mess of things when it comes to their legal strategy on Rahul Gandhi.
How many Congress spokespersons are there today? Oh, 2.
You've got Mr. Nambiar who shares your views. I assure you, completely balanced. You, Mr. Nambiar, Mr. Deo, Aishwarya, Aarti is an independent journalist and editor, and we've got one person of the opposition.
You can have 5 Congress spokespersons and me alone, no problem. Don't worry about it.
Okay, Mr. Deo, go ahead. Have you made a mess of your strategy? In legal strategy in defending Rahul Gandhi? Alright, sorry, that line is bad. So we are down one Congress spokesperson. Aishwarya will come in. Aishwarya, go ahead.
I'm not going to make statements of megalomania, but I'm just going to tell you 2 things, right? First, when Javier talks about, you know, vacating and it was all legal and whatnot, he's a lawyer, a very learned one from what I understand. Article 102 and 103 of the Constitution also tell you that who is allowed to disqualify, whether it's the Secretariat or whether it's the President of India, on the recommendation specifically of the Election Commission on Disqualification 1. And second, we have absolutely no attachment to housings and whatsoever, and Mr. Rahul Gandhi has complied with it. The singular fact we're saying is that the hurried manner of the, of course, the 168-page judgment that Javed read, which was in Gujarati, I'm sure, will also tell you that the arguments that have to be made, the 30-day period that has been given, none of which follow due process, and this disqualification is patently illegal. And when we try to speak about it, you see large sort of conversations from the BJP to try and push us down, to try and distract from the conversation that is happening, and also have fake protests on
these
other...
But Aishwarya, why haven't you filed an appeal? Why hasn't Rahul Gandhi and his legal team filed an appeal at the moment?
So the conversation that we have is that the legal team has already gone down to the ground there. They obviously, the appeal lies with the session court.
Yes.
A very large judgment in Gujarati was also dissected, and there was all vacated for a 30-day stay that was given. What we're saying is, until that matter was decided, you could not have taken the action that you could have taken. It should have been the president who did it, if at all there was just cause. And it should have been done strongly on the final recommendations of the Election Commission. It is not for the Speaker and the Secretariat to take this action. And the quick manner in which that they're taking such action shows you clearly what sort of malified intent they have in this situation, Vishnu. And I think for a fact that the BJP is just distracting and pushing
Rahul Gandhi seems to have welcomed his expulsion from his home. He very graciously, in fact, sent that letter where he said that I've had great memories over here. I'm on my way if I have to be.
One second. A disqualification from parliament, an eviction from a house is not going to stop Mr. Rahul Gandhi from speaking the truth. Yes. And also going back to the issue which in parliament the BJP parliamentarians have been trying to shout down.
Okay.
Which is the issue of the Adani
scam. Let's get an opposition voice as well from the BRS. Do you at all, sir, believe that the opposition is truly united? I mean, we were talking about this a little while earlier on. Just yesterday, there was the Congress party nearly lost an alliance partner in Maharashtra, the Shiv Sena Thakre. Today, you've all coming together on the one issue of Rahul Gandhi and agencies being used against you. But are you anywhere close to being truly united?
Vishnu, definitely would be united, but provided you give us an opportunity that you have more number of spokespersons from the opposition, because if you keep more number of spokespersons of the Congress, they will end up only talking about Rahul Gandhi rather than many other issues.
Because I rest from my Prime case. Minister's speech, Aarti, I rest my case. I rest my case. There is opposition unity on this program. Anyway, please carry on.
So from Prime Minister's speech, we've shifted on to Rahul Gandhi's issue. And that is what BJP wants. So definitely BJP would be happy even if they're one, if the entire issue is only Rahul Gandhi. Well, coming to the Prime Minister's speech, a Prime Minister who's been talking since 2014 with the same theatrics, with the same antics, that there's no walk the talk, but only talk. If the Prime Minister or their spokespersons feel that someone should apologize from the opposition, then well, it is the BJP which has to apologize, and particularly Modi ji, who has to apologize for his cabinet colleague, son, killing a farmer with his jeep. No action yet. The Modi ji has to apologize for BJP sharing stage with rapists in government programs who have been convicts and are out free, scot-free, and are being respected, garlanded, and sharing the stage. For that, Modi ji has to apologize. Modi ji has to apologize for his parliamentarian calling Gandhi ji's murderer as patriots, but no apologies at all. But they want opposition to apologize. They think they are talking about opposition's unity, but is Modi ji alone, Vishnu? Modi ji has ED with him. Modi ji has IT with him. He has CBI with him. He has his corporate friend who's been world's second richest, third richest. I don't know what is his rank today. So Modi ji is not alone at all. And they are giving us the Bhashan Bazi. Today, Prime Minister says that the opposition is also attacking the courts. How did the BJP troll army unleash their troll attack against the Supreme Court judges when they gave remarks on the Lupus issue?
Let's get a reply from JB Rao, from PKD, in fact, on this. PKD Nambiar, doesn't the Prime Minister have to give direct answers to some of those points? For example, the rapists and murderers in the Bilkis Bano incident being out and being garlanded? I mean, is that the India that we want?
Well,
no reference to that at all?
The Prime Minister of this the country do not require to give an answer to any each and every question which everybody
PKD, respectfully, this is not each and every issue.
One second.
It's one of the most horrific crimes anyone has heard of, including you.
I'll tell you, Vishnu, that's a case which you are talking about. The Supreme Court is hearing that particular case and looking at it.
Shouldn't our Prime Minister be referring to that? That's what the opposition is saying. Why isn't the PM talking about that?
I think, Vishnu, today we are talking, the Prime Minister's entire speech was predominantly about the corruption and the anti-corruption movement, both as the Prime Minister and as his government is committed to this country when he came to power in the 2014. From there onwards, it's all about all those people whomsoever has done something wrong in their lifetime will have to pay for it. Now, how will that, whether which agency will work against that, who will, when will that happen?
What is
that
BJP's income
given
today?
To that? Decided by the agencies, respective agencies. Today, I'm very surprised. Like, for an example, my friend from BRS, we have been on many shows together, but today he's also coming along with the Congress only because of one reason. That is that one thing which is bringing them together. One, of course, we know that his boss, Kavita ji, is going through the ED questioning. And of course, so as the many of all the other corrupt politicians.
Your own boss.
The question is that
you're fighting corruption.
Why don't you become a part of an anti-corruption movement?
All right.
Remember that in the
2013, your own boss is being questioned.
There was an anti-corruption movement in this country.
PKD, half a second.
Today everybody is talking about when action is taken against the corruption.
Okay.
People are coming together. Isn't it like an irony in this country? I don't know.
Krishan, go ahead.
Yeah, but it's because part and parcel of politics, because KCRG is questioning Honorable Prime Minister. Are they able to frame this entire scripting of theirs? They are unable to frame their script. Please get your script together. You just cannot blame Kavita ji. It is for the court, honorable court, to decide it, not Modi ji.
So why are you fighting? What is that bringing you together? This is exactly, you said it actually.
Let the court decide if there is a problem.
Yes.
Now, in fact, yes. Aishwarya was talking about this.
Why are we fighting
story. Washing machine because story. This is something which we hear every
cherry
day.
Picking?
Let me ask this
is
question.
BJP
if at all, if you have a challenge,
is BJP
you
clean?
To challenge the government,
yeah, yeah.
Why don't you go to the court?
One
why
BJP no leader who was arrested. Tell us one BJP
not
leader
going to the
was
court
arrested.
If you have a, if you are not happy with
okay,
the
all right. Okay, both of you, one second.
Vishwas.
Both of you, half a second. We've got the right back with TSDO. Let me go back to
one question.
One second I need.
I'll tell you. One
please
kind of a narrative every day or
was arrested
every
in
day
this entire nation.
Okay, right now we can't hear either of you because it's unclear. Mr. Deo has been waiting very patiently. Let me go across to him for just a few minutes. We are running short on time. Mr. Deo, the question I was trying to ask you earlier on, do you believe the Congress has botched up your legal strategy with Rahul Gandhi as far as the case that he faces right now?
Good evening, Vishnu. Good evening to all the panelists and all the viewers. And thank you for having me on this panel. The BJP or the government or the parliament was in a tearing hurry to disqualify Rahulji after the Prime Minister apparently consulted with the chairperson of the Vidhan Sabha. They seem to be in a hurry. If the Congress has a 30-day margin, some days have gone, a couple of days have gone, what is the tearing hurry to appear, either appeal in court or take any other legal recourse before that period is over? What is the hurry, for one? As far as the case is concerned, I can only express my opinion. I cannot talk on behalf of the Congress party. As a layperson or as a Congress person or as a person of some information, I do not see any merit in the judgment that a disqualification for Mr. Rahul Gandhi of 2 years should have been pronounced. I see no merit in that. There was no case. There were no OBCs involved. The matter was regarding people who had taken money from banks and gone away to foreign shores. That was the issue. Where was the OBC issue? Where was the apology regarding
okay.
that? There was only a pun and a veiled pun regarding the name Modi. Nowhere was it said all Modis are corrupt. Nowhere was it said all Modis who are OBCs are corrupt. So I do not see, for one, any merit at all in this case. It is a legal matter. There
all
is
right.
course for appeals. I am sure that recourse will be taken. But what we are seeing today, Shergilji mentioned a couple of Ds, including disrespect. So are we seeing grace?
All right. Well,
are we seeing
grace? One would suggest that we aren't seeing grace at any level. Be that as it may, let's
yes.
play out another quick reaction of the Prime Minister. Let's see what he has to say.
हम तो वो दल है जिसने इमरजेंसी के दौरान लोकतंत्र की रक्षा के लिए खुद अपने दल को ही देश हित में आहूत करने पर हमने हिम्मत के साथ कदम उठाया. फिर सन 84 में जो हुआ देश कभी भी उस काले पृष्ठ को भूल नहीं सकती है. और उसके बाद जो चुनाव हुआ कांग्रेस को ऐतिहासिक बहुमत मिला था. भावनाओं से भरा हुआ वो माहौल, एक इमोशनली चार्ज एटमॉस्फियर, और उस आंधी में हम भी लगभग पूरी तरह से खत्म हो गए थे. लेकिन हम हताश नहीं हुए.
All right, let's go across for a quick reaction from Dr. Abhishek Manu Singhvi, who joins us at this stage. Sir, this was, some would suggest, an election speech by the Prime Minister, but he hit out at the Congress and the opposition on allegations of corruption, saying that, look, these are people who have united, they're all corrupt, and they are fighting against institutions where institutions, agencies, are trying to fight corruption themselves. How would you reply?
There's no question of replying to the Prime Minister in political speech mode, but let me answer two or three sentences for you to judge and your viewers to judge how far from the truth this particular thing is which you have just quoted. Sentence number one, agencies 95 out of 100, that is all political cases, all ED and CBI cases involving any political entity, any, 95 out of 100, 95% are against the opposition. Does he believe, does the Honorable Prime Minister believe, or does the country believe that everybody who is allegedly corrupt is only in the opposition? Sentence number two. This great corruption crusade which he talked about, do you know what it is yielding, Vishnu? A conviction rate either 3, 4, 5, 6%. That's conviction. I can accuse you of anything right now as you are sitting there. Let me see if I can convict you. Number three, the fact that you are today not allowing discussion in parliament on a particular issue involving a particular corporate house. Are you allowing? No. For the first time officially, your members of the ruling party are saying no. The presiding officers of each house are not allowing. Is that an issue about corruption? Or is that an issue about some, minor infraction? If you are so interested in talking about corruption, let us make that also a test case. You are talking of 1984. Can we talk of 2023 for a minute, please? So, I understand rhetoric. I understand diversion. I understand digression. I understand distraction. But distraction, divergence, digression doesn't always work because people are not fools.
All right. Well, sir, we'll have to wait and see what finally happens. It did appear that the Prime Minister was on election mode. Look, I'm out of time over here. And I'd like to thank you very much for joining us, sharing that perspective on what the Prime Minister said. We meant to discuss something else. But this prime time speech by the Prime Minister had the markings of an election campaign speech, a direct attack on the opposition, Rahul Gandhi as well. We'll keep looking at that this evening and tomorrow. We'll take a short break. Sanket Upadhyay up next with this special program.